Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1230, Effective Feedback Made Simple, by Seth Sinclair with michaelmelberg.com. And hi again, I am Dan. I am your host and narrator here on OWD, where I read to you every single day from these great blogs that cover work, productivity, and much more. So let's get to it now as we hear from Seth Sinclair and optimize your life. Effective Feedback Made Simple by Seth Sinclair with michaelmelberg.com. Feedback is one of the most helpful and important things we all need to learn, grow, and improve. Furthermore, delivering skillful feedback can serve you well in all aspects of life. And yet, in working with businesses and coaching clients, I hear time and time again how uncomfortable people are with the idea of giving feedback. I see the negative consequences of organizations and teams who avoid feedback, conflict, frustration, and stagnation. If giving great feedback is an important skill for business leadership and performance, what is it that makes people so apprehensive about it? Let's break it down and then look at some simple strategies for delivering effective feedback. Effective feedback is simple, right? First, let's define what effective feedback is. Very simply, effective feedback enables the receiver to understand what he or she did. It motivates the person to change behavior in a way that positively affects performance. Good feedback is clear, specific, non-judgmental, and timely. Sounds simple enough, right? Common mistakes when delivering feedback. In reality, giving feedback can be difficult because people have a different perspective on what it is. They may see it as confrontational, which in turn results in feeling anxious. The anxiety can lead to avoidance or perhaps delivery of non-effective feedback. With avoidance, unhelpful behaviors can carry on for a long time and become entrenched. You miss the opportunity to address them. With non-effective feedback, for example, if you soften the blow or begin to criticize the person, the receiver gets an unclear message, which prevents them from experiencing a genuine opportunity to learn. Either of these can set off a negative chain of events that ultimately limits the growth of individuals, teams, and entire organizations. Another mistake I see is that people assume feedback should be confined to formal supervisory relationships or performance reviews. This is extremely limiting and, again, robs people and teams of the daily opportunity to learn and get better. Building a culture of great feedback. So, how can we do better and build a culture of giving great feedback? First, let's start by reframing what feedback is really about. Its purpose is to be helpful, to give people a chance to understand where they can improve and achieve their best. If you adopt the mindset that you're helping as opposed to criticizing, it can change the entire experience of giving feedback. Think about the people you care about in your life. You're willing to share feedback with them because you want them to be successful. Apply this same mindset to any situation, and it will take some of the pressure off. Once you rethink what feedback is all about, you can use some simple strategies to construct and deliver it effectively. Constructing effective feedback. First, let's construct the feedback using a very basic approach. 1. Describe the situation and behavior you observed. 2. Describe the impact. Here is a simple example. John, you were 15 minutes late to the team meeting this morning. We waited for you, which resulted in the team skipping over some important agenda items. What happened? Let's look at this a little deeper to see why this works. Remember, we're doing this to help both John and the team get better. It's clear and straightforward. There isn't anything for John to misinterpret. It's specific. The feedback identifies John's specific behavior, the situation, and its impact. It's non-judgmental and avoids being preloaded with misconceptions on why John is late. It's emotionally neutral. John is given a chance to respond. It's timely, as the feedback is being delivered on the same day the issue occurred. If the behavior continues, subsequent feedback should address the pattern and clearly identify the consequences that will follow. Additional tips. If you find yourself still feeling uncomfortable about delivering a message like this, here are a few thoughts to consider. 1. With practice and by experiencing success, you will build the capacity to do this without the anxiety. 2. Think about the potential consequences of letting this go. What seems small can quickly become a pattern of unproductive behavior that will undermine your team and leadership. Nip it in the bud before it gets worse. 3. Remember again that you are helping John. If he is to have a positive future in the organization, he needs to recognize that timeliness is an important value. John is better off hearing this, as he now has an opportunity to do better in the future. In the absence of feedback, the team may ostracize or marginalize John, which is bad for both him and the organization. Finally, feedback absolutely can and should be positive. We should, of course, all be mindful of sharing our observations of people doing positive things. This shows your support and fosters continued growth and progress. However, for the sake of improving your feedback skills, think of all feedback as positive or even neutral. All feedback is helpful, whether it's sharing what is going well or sharing what needs to change. By following this simple approach to delivering effective feedback, you will enhance your leadership skills while fostering learning and growth in those around you. You just listened to the post titled Effective Feedback Made Simple by Seth Sinclair with michaelmelberg.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And big thanks to Seth, who is a contributor on Michael Melberg's site. Seth Sinclair is a leadership coach, management consultant, trainer, and facilitator with a passion for helping his clients achieve their personal and professional goals. And as for Michael, who runs the site, he's a family man, entrepreneur, business professional, fitness nut, organization freak, productivity junkie, and the author of Home Early. And that book is about destroying distraction, becoming powerfully productive, and finishing work before dinner. You can get the first chapter of that book for free with a bunch of worksheets to go along with it right on his site, michaelmelberg.com, and his last name, Melberg, is spelled M-E-H-L-B-E-R-G. So come check that out and show him some support, and I have that site linked in this episode's description. And that should do it for today. I thank you so much for being here and listening all the way through, and I'll be back with you tomorrow for the Tuesday show, and that is where your optimal life awaits.